Four bills aimed at curbing gun violence in Colorado are now before state lawmakers. The bills were unveiled by their Democratic sponsors at a press conference Thursday. The proposed measures would raise the minimum age to purchase a shotgun or rifle to 21 and require a three-day waiting period between the purchasing of a firearm and taking possession. The others include rolling back legal protections for gun manufacturers and sellers and expanding who can file a red flag petition. A red flag petition would allow a judge to order the temporary seizure of someone's firearms who the petitioner perceives as unsafe. Governor Jared Polis appears to support the bills, according to the Colorado Sun. Taylor Rhodes, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, told the Colorado Sun his organization will mount one of the largest opposition campaigns the state has ever seen, including fighting the new laws in court. He added the gun rights group has gained thousands of new members in anticipation of the proposed new laws. The accused shooter in the Club Q murders has been ordered to stand trial following a preliminary hearing in El Paso County. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Fourth Judicial Court Judge Michael McHenry ordered the shooting suspect, Anderson Lee Aldrich, to stand trial on more than 300 criminal counts yesterday. He sent Aldrich back to jail without bond. Aldrich is due back in court for arraignment on May 30th. Five people were killed and 17 others wounded in the November 19th shooting at the Colorado Springs nightclub. The preliminary hearing for Aldrich, who is non-binary, began on Wednesday. Detectives testified that their investigations indicate Aldrich went to Club Q and fired indiscriminately at the patrons inside, and that Aldrich had a particular disdain for LGBTQ people. District Attorney Michael Allen argued the shootings were motivated by hate. When defense attorney Joseph Archambault addressed the court, he conceded the crime was senseless, but said Aldrich has shown remorse for their actions. Aldrich has not yet entered a plea, but observers expect a plea of not guilty. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Aurora police have released body camera footage showing an officer slamming a handcuffed man to the ground. In the video released yesterday, the officers lead a handcuffed individual to the exit of Aurora Hospital. While approaching the exit, the officer tells the man to stop resisting and then slams him to the ground. Footage then shows the man on the ground as blood pools around his head. Two other officers were also present. One of them appears to laugh before commenting, "That's quite enough." The incident occurred last August, but Aurora Police said the department's force investigation unit did not review it until mid-January because of their caseload and the original classification of the incident. Aurora Police say the case was referred to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation for external criminal investigation. Meanwhile, the department started their own review. Aurora Police said in a statement that as of yesterday, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation has completed their investigation and has forwarded the matter to the district attorney's office. Their department's own internal investigation is ongoing. Aurora Police added that the incident has prompted operational changes to avoid long delays of investigations surrounding use of force. The state Senate is considering a new bill that would require manufacturers of high-tech farming equipment to sell the digital information and supplies necessary for farmers to make their own repairs. KGNU's Juanita Hurtado has more.
The new bill is similar to a right to repair bill approved last year. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone sponsored the first bill, which allows consumers to repair their own wheelchairs. The new bill will extend that right to farmers. Representative Titone told Colorado Newsline that market prices, weather pests, drought, they are all things outside the control of a farmer trying to do their job. The last thing they need is for a piece of equipment to break, and that becomes an additional barrier. According to Colorado Newsline, the bill made it through the House on Tuesday with a 44-17 vote. It next goes to the state Senate. For KGNU, I'm Juanita Hurtado.
The Broomfield Veterans Museum will host a presentation Saturday, February 25th, by Navy veteran Tim Hutchison, who will provide an overview of claim process changes by the Veterans Administration. The presentation will also cover the VA's new appeals program, changes in response to COVID-19, as well as the 2022 Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxins Act, which expands and extends VA health care for veterans exposed to toxins during Vietnam, the Gulf War, and post-9/11 eras. The presentation will begin at 10 a.m. The location of the museum is 12 Garden Center off of Midway Boulevard and east of Wadsworth Boulevard in Broomfield. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be mostly sunny with a high near 38 for Fort Collins and Boulder and a high of 39 for Denver. Winds could gust as high as 22 miles per hour during the afternoon hours. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with a low of 8 degrees for Fort Collins, 18 degrees for Boulder, and 20 degrees for Denver. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.